Next time, Bubble Bucket. Next time.
Oh my god, it's chapter 5! You rise up off of the ground with little injured by your pride. You've already beat up enough from the Navia Bowl. You wouldn't want to make it worse now, would you? Dimitri and some of the other flowers express some worry with your fall.
Hey, Thane, I've been through worse.
Cool shit, stay gone. One of the Rayflower states before the music cranks back up and they resume their dance.
I have to do my best to keep from falling down in the future. This is getting old.
Adventure awaits us, Sully Zagaya.
Well, long as we had enough party, go back to the intersection and aid the last unexplored road, yo.
To the west, nothing slicky.
And go check out those damn flies. Sheesh, if they can get past the Navible.
You thank Dimitri for the invite to the party. And he says you're welcome back if you ever want to come. You are tailed through the intersection and slow down after the path and the flowers come to an end. You're at the side of a high mountain. The gateway in front of you is closed.
Check out that magazine and then look at the lock a little closer. You'll see the magazine next to the door and pick it up. Oh joy, pornography. Definitely not your kind of subject matter. Hell's furry, a mostly furry publication. The cover girls are always given demon tails and horns.
If in hell is naturally one of their favorite slogans, gods know what you might need this goddamn thing for, so you take it despite your initial desire to hurl it far away. The mechanical gate is missing its wires and a fuse. Once you find those things, you can get it to work pretty quick. Too bad you don't have either of those things.
Back to the crossroads and go east to check out the flies. If the bull's in the way, just walk past it.
You figure you're going to check out those flies before you head to the graveyard if you have nothing more you intend to do here. You head through the intersection, but the Navia Bowl is in the way. So instead of confronting it again, you warp all the way to the area and try to investigate the flies. The flies go away because you attempt to intrude. There doesn't seem to be anything where they were.
Did you see where those flies went?
I guess they were just flies. Oh crap, we forgot to see if the cane did anything for the Fire Flower Queen. The bull's in the way, too. Ugh. Anyway, put the cane in your main inventory and share the drill.
Switch it with the wrench! You never unequip the drill!
Dig a bit. Maybe something was shallowly buried there.
Yeah! Use the drill! Wait, no. Don't do that. It would mangle the corpse, which is definitely buried there.
Use precog to see if you get anything from the immediate vicinity.
You mess around with the ground. There is nothing around the ground or even under the ground. You waste your time for a minute or so messing with dirt and flowers before you get frustrated and decide to go to the graveyard. You feel pretty confident you're done with the gardens for now. The voices have been screaming to see the graveyard, so now it was time. You enter the graveyard and are almost immediately stopped by a very large robot, the type of which is a machine not built to look humanoid. The subrace is known as Machina. The marking on its body and its rage are signs it is a Gobaku, the leading system of the reforming robot nation, declaring itself spare parts. Not much of this is on your mind as its voice booms,
"Organic scum, take notice to further."
You oblige in shock.
I'm just looking around for a way to get off this island. I'm also not a human. I know you're at war with them. I'm not either. I could care less. I crash landed here. This land is currently mine.
He is louder than even Ikkit, and his booming voice shakes you to the very bones.
The gods be damned. Will you stop yelling?
I am capable of this function, however.
Oh, whoa, Nelly, an ancient door has begun. For those unfamiliar with this concept, Gamma insults you. You retort with a rhyming insult back. If it takes offense or it's good, you will gain an edge, and it'll be your turn to insult him right back, or vice versa.
Shouldn't you be oozing in a corner somewhere, organic filth?
Wouldn't you be getting an oil change in a back alley, mechanical punk?
You fell, and you're stuck here. Why, you're too girly to be yourself.
You're reaching a bit far, since what you're using isn't even uncommon knowledge. Gamma doesn't seem phased, and it just keeps right on going.
For a second, I thought you were a gene lab reject.
And what are you, a school science project? Think rhymes with reject? I-D.
And what are you, a skill science project?
You say it with a little more confidence than last time. Though short and simple, you seem to have stunned the robotic titan. You have a chance to initiate an insult.
I can tell it was a nerd who built you from the four eyes you got.
What the fuck are you talking about?
The word was filth, not reject, and nothing good rhymes with filth.
I see you have a washing machine over there, Rusty. Is that your date for the night?
You did not just... You're asking because you couldn't even get a toaster, am I right?
I see you have a washing machine over there, Rusty. Is that your date for the night?
You coo out rudely, using what's around him to your advantage. Gamma seems flustered on the brink of getting angry, but tries to reply.
You did not you're asking because you couldn't even get a toaster, am I right?
His retort doesn't work too well, and you continue to have the edge in this bout.
I just got an entire bridge to raise. Oh, does she have a headache tonight?
Hanging out in a graveyard, you must be envious of the plague. I bet you haven't killed as many organics in your entire life.
Since it's so frail, they could be killed with a butter knife.
Hanging out in the graveyard, you must be envious of the plague. I bet you haven't killed as many organics in your entire life. You are getting good at this to your account. Dogobaku Makina is getting more and more enraged.
So just do it so frailly to be killed with a bloody knife.
He obviously hasn't absorbed your adventure so far.
I bet you can't fit through the gate because your chassis is too heavy.
So Gamma, not good enough for Alpha or Beta. Beta, you're not good enough for Theta.
I don't know what they built you for, Tin Can, because all you seem to do is hold a bunch of
goggles.
Hot air.
I wonder if you'll ever know half as much strife.
So, Gamma, not good enough for Alpha or Beta?
You say about two words from a pickup line? What are you doing?
Beta?
You're not even good enough for Theta!
Oh, burn! That hurts on some dimension you can't fully grasp. It's like four walls were just smashed with you in the building. Gamma continues his onslaught,
and your miserable existence will be too easy.
Your insults are incredibly lame. They make me so queasy.
Your paint job's so ugly, it's making me queasy.
So is that your shadow, or are you just that greasy?
I have to say, listen to your childish banter. Is making me.
You take hold of your goggles and slowly remove them in a condescending manner.
Really queasy. You bite your lip and stare. A reverse Horatio has been pulled. Gamma admits defeat. Gamma slumps his minigun-like arms and gives off a mechanical pet.
You're not a worthy adversary. Oh, I apologize, I should remember my volume. My name is Gamma Kobaku. You may call me Gamma if you wish. I escaped from my own earth some time ago and salvaged the ship to get away. However, it did not get me far and crash landed. I've done my best, but it's too rusted and too dummies to be of use anymore. I do not often meet organics of which are useful or intelligent. I would very much appreciate your name and your face and picture if you can acquire one. Oh, can I have that as well? I'll pay you if I can.
Gamma is interested in the white cone item you have been referring to as a drill.
I'll let you know the secret if you let me.
Give robot. Do it! Oh, hey, we have a picture. Give him it in the cone and tell him your name, of course. Sure. And along with proper introductions, let's give him the picture, too.
We can always find something reflective when in a narcissistic mood.
Oh, I bet the drill is actually an agitator for the washing machine. A quick Google image search seems to confirm this, so definitely give it to him. Gamma gives you a cable in exchange for the drill. You politely install drill into the washing machine. With your skill, you repair the machine and it now operates. Sans the water.
It's good to go if you install plumbing.
I'm not worried about the water. I don't wear clothes. I'm just happy she's fixed.
She? You ask, trailing off.
You realize you don't want the answer. You brush your hands off and rub your hands together, keeping that picture of yourself you found in Chinatown with a grin.
I'm a Sully! A Sully Nyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyan thank you. You are the only organic I have ever felt the desire to talk to rather than outright murder. But the secret, I'm out of ammunition. If you ever find any, I'd appreciate it. I promise I won't shoot you if you do. I give my honor on that. Before you try exploring up here, there's nothing interesting. I checked. I was bored. I can't fit down the little stairs back there, though, so you can explore. I'll just spend time with my washing machine until they go back out. Find me and pick me up.
He pounds his powerful metal legs over to the washing machine to sit and idle.
Little stairs back there. Go.
Before you venture down the stairs, what item would you like to keep on hand to replace the washing machine agitator you just used? Equip Peep Cane.
Equip the cane.
Oh, so what's up with that sky? It's got a big old red spiral in it.
Where's my money, bitch?
You step into the duck mausoleum. There's a statue of a furry-touched rabbit near you. Although it's enshrouded in darkness, your goggles adjust the levels for you and allow sight.
Well, there's a shrine with swords with a dir on it. There are other decorations in place on the walls.
I got a bad feeling. You're some precog on this room.
First of all, examine the statue. See if there's anything interesting or particularly revealing about it.
What's the purple thingamajig outside of the altar?
Yo-yo's precognition.
You step near the statue, there's a circlet on the head of the rabbit. You smell something sweet and alluring. You recognize it from the temple.
Check out the urn slash jar thing.
You examine the large jar.
Can you take the circlet off the statue?
Okay, let's see. Well, the emblem in the book covered in blood is the same as we saw in the premonition. So let's hope that's Duke's blood. And the medallion might be the little blue thing we found in the mines, and we've been carrying with us all this time. Put those two in the jar. Now, let's try to get at that circle out of the statue. Try to reach it with your pimp cane.
You get that circlet off of the statue. Being near the statue continues the habit of that strong, alluring smell.
Like statue.
Put circlet in jar, then.
Trace that smile.
Hell no, you aren't licking this statue. That is disgusting. You take the circlet and throw it in the electrician's booklet as well into the jar. Touch the statue. Well, we only need the medallion. Could it be the little blue thing in your pocket dimension? If it's not that, I don't know what else to do. Well, we could break the statue with the hammer to see if there's something inside causing the smell, but I don't know if that would be a good idea.
You put the blue metal ring with a broken piece of stem into the jar. Nothing happens. You touched the statue when you took the circular nerf.
Try moving the statue and touch the floor that it was standing on.
Look into that book about necromancy. Look for a spell that for the occasion. How to bring some dog back to life or something.
It's in a language that Sally can't understand. You move the statue, and the smell gets stronger as the wall slides out of the way and reveals a new area. As you just told yourself, you can't read the language used in the book. What's in there? Looks like wires! See if you can find another invisible message like the last time you spread something like this.
If those are loose wires, fix the fuck out of them!
You pick up the stray wires and follow the scent to the wall and touch it. A similar message to the one in the temple appears.
This is the story of the dark stream. Longevity power reaches the seam. Those are the most willing to sacrifice. Your life ends when you roll this dice. Lay down! Bam!
Maybe it's a good thing we didn't pick electric bubbles.
Time to get moving, that trip to the forest.
I pick up the stuff before you go.
Okay, we have the wires. We can fix the door back in the gardens if we just had a fuse. Could we use the little blue thing as a fuse?
Yes, I'm desperate to find a use for that. So what?
Oh, and take all this shit in the jar. Don't just leave it there so any vandal could come and steal it.
Oh, I take stuff out of the jar first. You go to the jar and take your strange blue ring, electrician's manual, circlet, and a vial of red fluid.
Wait, you didn't put the vial in there, did you? As you turn around, you do take note of three dials on the north wall.
Read that copy of Dean's electronics. Get a pointy over a pair scale. Heck, don't mess with the dials.
You check those dials, I'm flipping through the manual again and learning nothing.
Just like the last time you looked at it.
Open Z hatch. Only now, let's turn off three on the equals W equals face and see if it does anything to the purpley thing in the center. Those look like put the first one on the spiky one, opposite the arrow currently, the second on the double cross thing, the third on the oval A with an X. I think we need to find the third.
Second one with an O. A sweet message.
At the dial, symbols, mirror. The second dial, symbols, mirror. The third dial, symbols, with only the crossy lines and the spiral switched. Also, those are symbols of deities. The Xi is Xuno. The cross is Mushisugu, or whoever, whatever the fuck his name is.
You try a triple equals W equals combination. Nothing happens. You turn into a different combination. Click snap, medallion received.
Place the vial, medallion, and circlet into the jar.
You put the circlet and medallion in the jar with a vial. Nothing happens.
You have to turn the blender on.
Well, we need something to draw with. Do we have anything useful in that department?
Try saying his name out loud. If that doesn't work, I guess we'll have to find his ghost and get him back here.
I bet he met the rest of the rituals in the necromancy book. We've got to get that thing translated or learn its language.
Maybe we have to go somewhere else first?
I support calling out his name. The cop by the third!
Nothing happens.
Say it three times and spin around.
Look under the pie. Is that sarcophagus? Maybe open it?
You examine the shrine. No, there doesn't seem to be a sarcophagus hidden in this nearly solid ceramic shrine.
Doesn't that match up to a combination on the three dials, or did we already do that one?
I guess it's worth a shot. Send the dials to that combination. Cross, son, cross.
Nothing happens. You're getting good at that.
Passing through every single combination would only take 2 to 4 minutes, but seems a bit doubtful to do much.
Wait, don't we need his blood for this to work according to the message? Can we take that bloody message off the jar, or is it molded in to work? If so, put it in with the rest of the ingredients.
That's in the vial. How about instead of having it inside the vial, open it and pour it into the jar?
Shall we put that circlet on, wear the medallion, and drink the blood?
You put the medallion and circuit back into the jar, and pour the blood over the items. You feel the air distort, and take a few steps back as the wraith of what you assume is Duke Hotbite the Third forms in front of you.
Sup, dog?
Perhaps keep it simple.
Welcome back, Duke.
A wraith. Be wary. Keep a respectful distance. Also bow this guy's royalty.
You better respect, although you quite suspect that he deserves it. He sells his translucent form on the shrine and looks around.
Oh, good. It seems someone has went through the trouble of bringing me back.
Someone who, of course, reeks of peasant and unimportant. I do hope you're not a criminal, as I'd have to kill you anyway. By chance, do you know where Epsilon is? He escaped King Bubba's sentence and murdered me for doing my job. Nearly bit me in two.
He has a quite a soft, feminine voice about him, in addition to a very snotty tone. He wasn't joking about the aforementioned wound. There was a massive bite mark across his torso, which seems stitched together some even now.